You can take cornmeal and salt and water and sort of boil it together, like you were making oatmeal or something, and you'd be making...
Cornbread?
Well, no, if you eat it with a spoon, it's not baked, it's just kind of boiled together.
I've never heard of that.
Did you ever hear mush or gruel or couscous?
I've heard of that, but I've never experienced that.
What have you heard it called?
Out of those three, couscous.
Talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you say a sack might contain 5 or 10 pounds. And the inside part of the egg is called
the yolk.
Huh?
The yolk.
Okay, what color is that?
Yellow.
And you cook them in hot water. You call them?
Hard-boiled.
Hard-boiled?
Eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shell?
That's fried.
Into hot water, though.
Poached.
Okay. And did you ever see a hog butcher?
No.
The kind of meat you could boil with greens.
Is a fat back.
Okay. And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that section of meat?
Slab. Ham.
Okay. Did you ever hear middling?
No.
And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to cook with eggs?
Bacon.
And did you ever hear of a side of bacon? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've heard of it?
Call a side of bacon.
What do you call the edge that you cut off?
I have no idea.
Well,
fat?
Well, no, it's actually the animal skin. But people can fry it.
That's crackling.
Okay. Did you ever hear of bacon rind or meat skin?
Yes, but they call it crackling here.
Okay. And kind of meat that comes in little links.
Sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat.
A butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right,
spoiled.
Huh?
Spoiled.
Okay. What would you say about butter?
Rancid.
And after you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Hog heads cheese.
Okay, how do you make that? Yeah. Do you ever see it made?
My daddy makes it all the time. I don't know exactly how they make it. They boil it. I don't know what they do. It's delicious. Especially with pepper, real hot.
What?
You know, real pepper.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pepper.
Did you ever hear of making anything out of the liver?
The liver?
Uh-huh.
No.
And did you ever hear of scrapple or pawn hoss?
No. Never heard those words.
What about making something out of the blood?
Blood pudding.
How do you make that?
They take the intestines of the hog, I believe, don't they? No, that's, I don't know. They fry it somehow. I'm not sure. I've eaten it before.
How does it taste?
It's very good. It's real rich. Kind of tastes like liver.
Uh-huh. What about something that they make in the Cajun food? Do you ever hear of boudin?
Boudin is a blood pudding in an intestine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word you hear around here?
No, they don't make that here.
What all do they put in boudin?
I'm not sure, but it's very hot, spicy. I'm not certain.
And what inside parts of the hog can you eat?
You mean the intestine part?
Okay, what can you make with that?
Boudin.
Or besides that?
Sausage.
Or do you ever hear of people just cleaning that real good, rinsing it real good, mm-hmm. and then frying it?
Yes, I have.
What's that?
That's called Kitlins.
Okay. Did y'all ever eat that?
I've eaten that one time. And that's it.
You didn't care for it?
No.
Is that maybe because you knew what it was?
No, it was just because I just don't like that kind of food.